Hello.
Hi there, it's Emmanuel. I was calling about the Deborah Pavera settlement on a recorded line. Were you still looking to see if you could participate?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with meningioma?
Yeah.
I'm
I'm
very
busy
sorry.
yesterday, busy with everything yesterday, aggravated with everything, just everything's coming up yesterday, you know.
Yeah, the holidays can definitely be stressful, and I'm sorry to hear about the meningioma, but I'm certainly here to help and be as quick and efficient for you as possible. I first want to confirm that you haven't started the claim with any other firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
So far is correct, yes.
Okay. I recognize your area code 850. Are you in Florida, up in the Panhandle?
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's the same area code my mom has. Sir, you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of Florida, right?
For now, yes. I was staying temporarily with my daughter-in-law, and she kicked me out, and then I became homeless, and now I'm back in my apartment, and I'm trying not to lose this. That's why I was frustrated yesterday, because I did not know what to do, because I was working and I didn't have transportation back and forth to work, and they fired me, and then the business closed, and then I was worried about losing my apartment, going back out there on the streets again, and just really frustrated right now. You know, I'm just been irritated. I had so much going on trying to find papers to do this and that and get with the housing authority, and I just really irritated yesterday and was worried, and just so much is going on with me right now.
Oh, I bet it sure sounds like it. I'm sorry to hear all that. Luckily, this settlement will do you a lot of good then. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a doctor. I'm just an intake specialist. My job is to fill out the intake, send you an e-signature, and then the firm will take it from there. So I'm going to confirm a couple things here. The meningioma that you were diagnosed with, was it of the brain or of the spine?
They said brain.
Right. Okay. And then were you diagnosed after taking Depo-Provera, the brand name, not the generic one, for at least 1 year and 4 shots before you were diagnosed? Does that sound about right?
Sounds about right, yes.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And then roughly around what date were you diagnosed?
Around March, I want to say 2006. Somewhere around there.
Okay. So around March of 2006. And then
If
are you
memory's correct, yes. If memory's correct.
sure. And then no one's gonna hold your hand to the fire on exact specific dates for now, just as best as you can recollect for the moment. But do you know anybody else that took the depo that ended up getting sick or not really?
I'm trying to think. She's dead now, but I'm trying to think if it was a depo shot or not. My sister took some kind of shot, but she became fat. I don't know. She just gained a lot of weight, but she took the shot. It was for birth control. She took a lot of shots, and she did get pregnant every time she took it, and she had a lot of miscarriages, but she's passed away now. It wasn't from the depo. It was from, they said, pneumonia after COVID. I lost her. I lost my brother back to back, a week and a half apart. And then I lost my brother on my birthday. I'm just so irritated. I've had a lot of deaths, you know, from 2012 to
Right.
2021.
Right. And
2021,
I
yeah,
don't
my
want to
brother died
sound
on my birthday. My sister died a week and a half after him. And then 2 days after her was my half sister. So I've just had so many deaths just back to back, and I've just, you know, I wouldn't have been homeless if it wasn't for them too, you know. If they were still alive, they probably would have kept me off the streets, you know.
I bet. Okay, well, let's go on to the next section then. Around what year did you start using the depo?
Start. I'm gonna say somewhere probably around that time period, I wanna say. I want to say it was somewhere around there. I'm not real 100% for sure. I started using that.
Okay, so maybe in the early 2000s, so maybe like 2000, does that sound
Yeah, somewhere
correct?
around, yeah, somewhere around there.
And you stopped taking it when you were diagnosed in
Stop.
2006?
Yeah, stop. It was to September.
Okay.
Stop using it September 07. Stopped using it. Was like the following year, but 2007, around September.
Okay. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Okay. And then I have your name, Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, last name Greenhill, G-R-E-E-N-H-I-L-L. Is that right?
Correct. Correct.
And then I have your email, swindleswoman@gmail.com.
Yes. All my things get hacked all the time. Yes.
And then your cell, 850-372-0969.
Yes.
And then what is your current mailing address?
I'm at 5470 apartment 8. Sometimes I have to keep looking at stuff because I ain't been here that long, like almost 5 months, mm-hmm. somewhere around there. I'm at apartment 8. It's 5470 Pearl, P-E-A-R-L Street. It's apartment number 8. It's Graceville, G-R-A-C-E-V-I-L-L-E, Graceville, Florida.
Okay.
And it's 32440.
32440, perfect, thank you. Now, was the depot, Provera, administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
I wasn't by myself, because... Really, I don't like shots, to be honest with you. I don't like needles.
Sure. So was it a doctor?
It's doctor. It was doctors.
Okay. And what clinic did you go to get the depot?
Wasn't really no clinic. It was all no clinic, really.
Was it a hospital, medical center?
It was like the hospital that everything was done at.
Sure. And what hospital was that?
Flowers.
In what city?
Dothan.
Okay. In Alabama?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Got it. And then do you happen to remember one of the doctor's names that gave you the shot?
Dr. Voss? Dr. Nicholas Voss? Don't want to close my door. Open my doors up so the air out this apartment.
Nicholas Voss, V-O-S-S, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then around how many shots altogether would you say that you had taken, if you had to take a guess?
Good question.
Yeah, because I know it was usually like 4 a year, and then we're thinking maybe you took it 7 years or so, so maybe like 28 or so. Did I do the math right?
Maybe 6 injections, maybe.
6, okay. And then the doctor that treated you, was it also at Flowers?
Mm-hmm.
And then do you remember the diagnosing and the treating doctor's name?
I'm going to say he was the same doctor.
Okay. Let me put same here. Dr. Voss. And so let me put in the same hospital. Now, when you were diagnosed, was it through a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
Yeah, it was both.
Okay.
The MRI and the CT scan.
Now, Dr. Voss, do you remember His specialty was he a neurosurgeon? Actually, I'm looking at him now. He is a neurosurgeon. Is that
yeah?
Okay.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, this old woman's been through a lot. I've been through a lot of surgeries. You know.
Certainly sounds like.
When I worked in fast food, I've had boils. I've had mama and them said when I was a year old, I liked to die with a surgery. All my babies was through C-sections, you know, and my last one I liked to die. And that's like my friend told me the other day, Mel, because she calls me Mel. I'm short for Melissa. She goes, you know, you've got a testimony. You've got a book to write. Your mama throwed you down through concrete steps and landed on concrete floor. And she said, if y'all told your daddy, you know, she was going to do worse to you. And the only thing that she could have done worse to you was killed you. You know, you've got a testimony. You have got a book, baby, you can write.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, because many times I could have died.
And we're close to finishing this up, just a couple more sections here. This next one just asks what kind of treatments you received. Was it chemo? Was it a surgery? Was it radiation therapy? Do you recall?
Some of it, I want to say, was like a radiation.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And then just to confirm, you weren't diagnosed with any sort of cancer prior to being diagnosed with the meningioma. Is that correct?
Yeah. That I can remember, I want to say, yeah, it could have been. Yes.
No.
You know, there's a lot there that I, you know, I really can't remember.
Right. But I'm asking, you didn't have any sort of other cancer before getting diagnosed with meningioma, right?
No.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then were you ever hospitalized for the meningioma?
Did
you have to spend the night in the hospital, or did they just diagnose you and then give you treatments after?
I basically want to say they might have just, you know, gave me treatments, you know, like to come back, you know, and look at me, you know.
Perfect. No, that's common. Thank you. And just a couple more sections here. Either yourself or the facilities or the hospital would have copies of the medical records that they can send electronically. Is that the case?
I want to say, yeah, that... Okay. They said that if I needed it, that I could request it, you know, I could request it from the hospital if I needed it or whatever.
Thank you. And this next section just asks for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
No, because everybody I've had has passed away.
Right. Okay. And then the last section is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
I'm eating here. It's August the 21st, 1972.
8/21/72. And then the social?
419-90-36. 04. It was called slow drive on my apartment.
I'm going to read that back to you here. We have 419-90-3604. Is that right?
That sounds about right, yes.
Okay. Now, are you on a smartphone? Like a...
Android.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you a text message and an email. You can open it up either way. It takes you to the same place for an automated DocuSign signature here. And we'll just complete it super quick. Let me know when you get that. It does show that it was sent over. If you don't see it come through, I'll resend it.
Oh, that's the maintenance man. Okay.
So we'll open that up and then follow the prompts to it.
What he's wanting.
Did you see that come through, Melissa?
Not yet, but it probably will.
Oh, yes. Sometimes, depending on the service provider, I know that they won't get it till after we're off the line.
I met him yesterday.
Who's that?
That man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I met him yesterday. He seems like he's real nice. Get knocked in the head this morning.
Yeah.
I didn't think y'all worked today.
Not long.
Not long? Maintenance man's out there.
Okay. I think the DocuSign won't get to you till we're off the line, depending
probably
on
probably so,
reserve.
Because sometimes it does that, yeah.
Yeah. So then I'll let you go for now. And then if I don't see the DocuSign completed, I'll reach back out or text you.
Is there a name or anything? Is there a name or anything on it?
Yeah, it should say Emmanuel, that's me, is sending you a DocuSign. But you'll see the text message usually probably when we get off the phone. It might come right away.
Okay, you said Emmanuel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it'll say Emmanuel from Mass Tort Strategies. Is
okay, I think it just popped in.
Oh, okay. Let's check it out.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, good. Then we'll attempt to open that up and complete it together. Let's see if it lets you do that while you're on the phone.
Come on, baby. Open up for mama. All right. Go to my back door. Maybe it'll do it. There we go. My phone's slow. I don't know. It's not wanting me to type anything here lately. It's not wanting me to do nothing.
Yeah,
okay. Do you agree to receive future SM messages from
Mass Tort Strategies? We'll say
DocuSign
yes.
At this number. So I'm going to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
God, I feel sick on my stomach now. I'm eating this cereal. Ugh.
Yeah, I had Lucky Charms this morning.
No, I had Well, I eat generic cereal because my friend's been helping me out with groceries because I ain't been able to buy anything, and all food stamps has gave me is $23. How about that? I pay rent, you know, I've been paying lots, and I've been buying my minutes by the month, and all they do is approve me for $23.
That's not going to go very far, is it?
No. Bought coffee, and my coffee's about gone already, and it was one of them blocks, you know, it was a cheap block of coffee, and it's about gone because it's real fine coffee, and I don't like that mess. I like, you know, granulated coffee, you know. This was real fine. What's it in the yellow block? It's like a Mexican type kind of coffee. It's in a yellow block type. Yeah, it's just... All right. The envelope was also sent by email, swindleswoman.com. Recognize this email. Continue to review. So I'm going to say continue.
Right. And then in the next step, you should be able to scroll down and check off a little box that says you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures. Once you check that box off, it'll let you hit continue. And then after that, you should be able to hit a yellow start button.
Okay, and it's got my name highlighted with a red box. It says Melissa Greenhill.
Yep, let's tap anywhere that's highlighted.
Okay, this contract is between Melissa Greenhill and client Ben Martin Law Group, okay? It's got all this jibber-jabber stuff in it right there.
Yeah, and where it's highlighted in yellow, if you tap it, it should bring up a white box where you can draw your name with your finger, not your fingernail, but your finger, and let's see if
okay.
That works for you.
It says it's got a yellow box with an error in it. It says client signature.
Mm-hmm. Let's tap
it. It's got
that
an error. Oh, Lord. I ain't got nothing to do it with. No, it's not letting me do nothing.
It's not letting you
tap. Oh, hang on. It went to something else, yeah. Draw your signature. So when I hit that yellow box, it went to something else. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let's draw your name. Sure.
The best I can do.
No, I gotcha.
It looks like a freaking doctor signature. Okay. Sign my name and then you hit adopt and sign.
Correct. Uh-huh. And then you'll keep doing that for anywhere that's highlighted in yellow until the last thing you can tap is a yellow finish button.
Okay.
If it goes through, then that means we didn't miss anything. If you tap the yellow finish button and nothing happens, then it means we missed something somewhere. So let's
okay. It says you're done signing. You may download or print your thing.
Okay, yeah, you're all set then. In about a week or so, the firm will call you directly. They'll call to introduce themselves. But more importantly, they're going to double-check the work I sent, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. So their call will be shorter but more important than ours. They won't confirm you in their system until they verify everything we went over. So keep an ear out for their call. There might be a slight delay because of the holiday, but they usually call back in about a week. But other than that, Melissa, you're all set for now, okay?
Okay. So says you're done signing, so I guess okay, that's fine.
Yep.
Then hit continue.
That's right. Thank you. Bye.
Have a Merry Christmas and a safe
one. Merry Christmas. You as well. Bye.